Ruby. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you, Ruby?
Oh, I'm better.
Good.
Are we the only two on right now?
Yes.
Okay.
We're just waiting for somebody else to come on.
Okay, I'm going to mute my phone.
Okay.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. So we are ready to begin.
Okay.
This is the Zohar on Parashat Noah, section 15. We're starting with verse 118. And we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudcha b'richu ishki tevi ki l'urchimu ki l'urchi l'urchimu v'yakma l'shem yudhe b'vadhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael l'imud Torah mitzvah l'asok Torah mitzvah v'yihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nei.
Welcome.
Rabbi Elazar, Hawa, Yativ Yoma, Kad Kameya, the Rabbi Shimon Avo, Amar Lo Hai Ket, O Basar, Eat Hane, Meinun, Karbanim Dahawo, Yisrael Mekarvin, Al Gabe, Mid Becha, Ola amar leya, tola hawo, mistap ke kachada leela witata. Rabbi Elazar was sitting one day before his father, Rabbi Shimon, and he asked him, "Is the end of all flesh, which is the other side, enjoys those sacrifices that Israel offered upon the altar, or not?" He answered that all derive their nourishment both above and below. Questions, comments, thoughts?
What is end of all flesh, which is the other side? Is that left column?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's the satan, essentially.
Okay. Well, my other
it's the negative system.
Sitra akra. That's what I thought of. But.
Yeah, usually in the Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, it would say Sitra Achra. But in the English translation, they don't want to upset people who don't want that background. So they translate it as the other side. It's speaking about Sitra, the negative system.
Okay.
To the new people who have arrived, we are in section 15 of Parashat Noach from the Zohar. We're discussing verse 118. Should I go on, Hannah, or do you?
Let me read it one more time in English real quickly. Okay, let's see.
Okay. I'm reading the English on verse 118. Rabbi Elazar was sitting one day before his father, Rabbi Shimon, And he asked him, if the end of all flesh, which is the other side, enjoys those sacrifices that Israel offered upon the altar or not. He answered that all derive their nourishment both above and below.
Okay, who are
That's
the all?
That's what we are discussing. Say again?
Who are the all? The negative side or Israel and the negative
what
side?
What he's saying, well, he's saying the word kolah, which is kol, like kaf lamed in Hebrew. It's
right.
Kaf lamed aleph in Aramaic. And that translation is correct, all. So he's talking about the upper worlds, the lower worlds, the left column and the right column.
Okay.
The Satan, the negative system as well. Everything receives their light, their flow of beneficence in appropriate ways. The negative system receives a minimum amount of sustenance, of light, of goodness, a minimum amount that comes from the letter Kuf, being the double agent. It feeds the negative system just enough to keep it alive. But then when people make negative actions, the energy that they were to receive for doing the positive action, that energy goes to the negative side. So people are feeding the negative system. But what this verse or the sentence is saying, that everything comes from Hashem, both above and below, and implying, or what we know from other places in the Zohar, the left column and the right column, the positive system and this negative system, everything is coming from Hashem, and everything is coming from the sacrifices that Israel performed in the temple. Everybody gets fed their portion. And for many people, it's difficult to understand this. Why should the Hashem feed the negative system? Anybody want to answer that question? You want me to answer it?
He's a just God. And because that's what he does.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, Ruby?
Can you really, know about the light of God in the absence of the darkness?
Can you know about the essence of the darkness? Yes.
Yeah, but don't you need that in order to be able to discern the light?
You earn the light through your overcoming obstacles. The negative system puts up the obstacle based on directions from the spiritual courts of judgment.
But if you don't have those obstacles, how can you find the light?
You can't. But let me say also, if you don't have any obstacles in your life, number one, you're just not being aware. But number two, if someone doesn't have any obstacles in their life, Hashem is still going to give them enough energy to survive. They're going to receive their light as long as they're in the physical world. Hashem does not choose sides.
But what I've been seeing lately is... Oh, excuse me. I thought you were finished.
I was essentially finished, but I was about to say that Hashem doesn't choose sides, which means everything that he created, he continues to sustain. And he set up a system of natural laws in the physical world and natural laws that work in the spiritual worlds. Each world has its own set of natural laws. And he just keeps feeding the energy to those worlds, to those Sephirot, to those creatures that he created. And they are the ones who determine whether they keep that energy or lose it. Hashem does not enter into the discussion. He doesn't punish people, and he doesn't reward people. We call it reward. We call it punishment. The Kabbalists call it cause and effect. But everything in the Torah is about energy. How you transfer energy from one creature to another. From one Sephirah to another Sephirah. That's what this pasuk is implying. What was the purpose of the sacrifices done in the temple? We're taught that the sacrifices served the purpose of drawing whoever brought the sacrifice closer to Hashem. If he did a burnt offering, or if he did a sin offering, he did a peace offering, it was all about bringing the people, the person bringing the sacrifice, closer to Hashem. And that sacrifice revealed light. And that light was shared with the upper worlds, with the lower worlds, with the right column, with the left column, with the negative system, with the positive system. And most people in the Western world have been raised with this understanding that Satan is this negative entity. He's bad. Well, he may be bad for certain people, but he represents Hashem. He does the bidding of Hashem. Oh, but it's not Hashem, it's the spiritual court. Because Hashem just set up the system. Part of that system is the spiritual court. So is Satan bad? You have to define bad. It's relative. Somebody will tell you that they know what bad is. They know what evil is. Evil is hurting someone. Evil is hurting yourself. What is evil? How do you define evil? The Kabbalists are very clear. Evil is the desire to receive for oneself alone. Good is the desire to receive in order to share. Should I go on?
I just noticed lately, because I think in the last couple of months that we've had three episodes that could really have been super chaos. And they turned out very well. But I noticed in each instance that the person that was involved, they had an opportunity. It was like it just came their way to do a mitzvot, some form of a tzedakah. And I truly saw, I felt like that was the reason that they came through those chaotic times, which could have been very, very serious, because they had performed an act of tzedakah. And I felt like it was Hashem that put that in their, in the opportunity for them to perform. I don't even think they realized what they did. It's just that as I thought about each one of them, the episodes, I thought, oh, is this a pattern that before you have a chaotic experience, Hashem gives you some opportunity to sweeten it, to sweeten the judgment? Does that make sense?
Do you remember?
I didn't want to go into detail about the incidences, so I hope that's not said enough.
You don't have to go into detail. It's simply, yes, you've observed correctly. You remember the prophecies in Jeremiah? He prays to God, please, God, send us a truly poor person. So the temple does not have to be destroyed. God didn't send us a truly poor person. Because in order to have a truly poor person come into your life, someone to give tzedakah, to have some of those incidents that you're describing, that you're hinting at, in order to have that, the spiritual court had to say, based on cause and effect, this is what you should be receiving. But we know that's a difficult path. That's a chaotic process. So if we want to avoid that process, we're going to send you a truly poor person, an opportunity to give charity, to give tzedakah. If you reach into your pocket and give that tzedakah, if you do that mitzvah of the good deed, because it's not always money, then we will eliminate that decree that is going to be chaos in your life. And you may not even know about the chaos. Maybe you do. But that is the way the system is. It's the natural system in the spiritual worlds. There's a decree that comes out of the court. And then there is an opportunity from a higher court of that one to inject mercy, the opportunity to give tzedakah, the opportunity to do a mitzvah that earns you the merit of that light. Absolutely. Baruch Hashem, Chana, that you're able to see those things. That's an indication of your spiritual growth.
Okay, well, it wasn't...
I'm sorry?
I wasn't the one performing the Zanaka. I just saw it in each one of the three, I just saw something that had... Right. Mm-hmm. And so, to me, it was, I've got to start watching now.
First off, you're being shown that you have the opportunity to see that, the fuller picture, because you have to learn about the system the way I just described it. You have to understand it in that context. And you, without being able to see those things that the way you describe them, you don't see the full picture. I became homeless, 20 years ago. I became homeless. It wasn't for a long period of time. It was just till a friend put me up on his floor in his one-bedroom apartment. But during that period while I was homeless, which was not long, I had that same type of experience where I was able to see how the system worked. I was hungry. Somebody walked up to me when they handed me $10 to go get a hamburger, and I never asked them. I never solicited the charity. But he knew my circumstances, not just the same person each day, but somebody every other day or whatever, however it would work. But I was able to see that system as it applied to me. In Hannah's case, she doesn't have to experience it directly to her. She's able to see it. This is his mercy. But it's part of her tikkun to see this, to be given the opportunity to see it. But how many people are given that opportunity and then don't see it, don't make the connections? Baruch Hashem, Hannah's making that connection.
Verse 119. Megavaihu ahu kisba o imra o haio behama de carvin itzterich adla itkariv algabe mad bechalefa rasha ala kochatayin. The call routine be shin the eat vada ala uktain hahio eat kare behama the call abegoinun katain ugbishin the here who rin.
Come and see. The priests, the Levites, and Israel are the secret of the three columns, right, left, and central, and are called man through the union of the holy desires that rise from them. As Mayim Nukvim, the female waters, desire rises from the priests by their work, from the Levites by their singing, and from Israel by their attendance at the time of the offerings of the sacrifice. And when a sheep or a deer or any other animal is brought to be sacrificed, all sins and evil desires and intentions must be confessed over them. Then the sacrifice is called a beast, as it is now burdened with all the sins and evil intentions that were confessed over it. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think the order that the priests, the Levites, and the Israel line up with, the priests being right column, the Levites being left column, and Israel being central column, and when they're performing their duties, it causes the female waters to rise, and even the animals that are sacrificed also are elevated, it looks like, which basically is what you said just a while ago, that all, the definition of all, negative and both sides receive from the system.
Correct. both sides because it's the same side.
Mm-hmm. Because of the unity of every side. Hashem.
Are all the priests right? Are all the Levites righteous? Are all the Israelites righteous? But they get fed. They get their light. It's very difficult for people to hear this, to understand this. There's the negative system and the positive system. And I speak about it this way because that's the way that the society tends to understand things. But am I really speaking about the negative system and the positive system? There's a tree of knowledge, good and evil, and there's a tree of life. What's the difference between the two? The difference is how people perceive it. The tree of life has all 10 sephirot. The tree of knowledge has the 7 lower sephirot. But it's the same tree. It's just it's looked at differently. The person who brought the sacrifice.
Did the priest partake of wine?
Say again, did the priest do what?
Did they drink wine, the priest?
No, it's not a formal part of the sacrifice usually. In some sacrifices they did, but not in all. But the priests would do the ritual, so they would slaughter the animal. They'd prepare the animal, they'd slaughter the animal, then they would do what was necessary, either burn it as an ola offering, or take the meat and prepare it. Certain parts of the animal went to themselves, and other parts of the animal went to the person, and they would throw blood on the altar. All of these rituals have significant meaning. So if they did drink wine, it was part of the ritual and part of the meaning. And today we still have sacrifices. We call it prayer. We have prayer 3 times a day. Why? Because they replace the sacrifices in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. That's what the different prayer services are about. Reliving, redoing, manifesting the sacrifices as they did in the temple. Did I answer your question, Ruby?
Yes.
Anybody else have a question? Or we're out of time. So at 7 o'clock tonight is our question and answer series. Tomorrow is Thursday at 4:30. We will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, a Zohar class for the Parasha of Toldot. Shalom to all.
Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you.